Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
It's a dream we're all sharing. It's called the Thursday dream.
Welcome to Thursday.
The dream of Thursday.
The dream's alive.
It is.
Yes.
Speaking of, I had the I'm auditioning for the Hawkeye Marching Band voice dream last night.
Oh, you had a dream?
Yeah. It was an in-person interview.
How'd you do?
I never got to the thing.
Oh.
It's kind of like showing up at school and not prepared.
Yeah.
I knew I felt good about most of it, but I hadn't practiced. The thing that we didn't do yesterday was basically please rise for the national anthem, that part.
Right.
So I felt like.
And that was the only part they wanted.
And they're like, now do that. I didn't practice that.
No, I don't know how to do it.
It's sometimes weird, though, when you can remember thinking in your dream. And I remember sitting, fake me, right? Dream me. Thinking in my dream, Well, they're not supposed to do it this way. I was supposed to send it in. Why am I, like, I'm questioning the moment. Like, at
this
some
doesn't
point,
make any sense.
You're starting to realize it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Wait a second.
How
this
the brain works.
Dream.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I woke up.
Okay. How did you feel, though, afterwards? Was it, like, panic or?
No, it was, because Lou was there and Dr. Bush was there. And then I think because there's been all this protesting going on, I feel like outside of the room I was in, there was also a protest.
What?
My brain was just, you know, cleaning house.
Apparently.
Random things I saw
just
on the news that day.
Threw everything in there.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't feel panicked. I felt confused because, like, why was I in a room auditioning? Is that actually part of the Then you have to go back and look.
But you kept calm, cool, collected.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Because that's a pressure moment, you know, being in an interview and.
Well, especially.
No pressure, but caliber
a vocal
of job
audition.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it got up to the point, like, I remember I sat down and there was a microphone, and then it just didn't happen. Or maybe it was, and then I just woke up. I don't know.
Well.
But the dream didn't go as far as we went yesterday, which we just had about a half hour ago as part of the Morning Scramble warm-up, my audition for the voice of the Hawkeye Marching Band.
I am so impressed.
Thank you.
Yeah. You started out not so good. And then you finished strong.
I started fine.
I think with proper
It's
notes,
a matter of opinion.
We made it. We got there.
We did get there.
We did this. We got you to where you need to be.
And I still have to do it again because I have to do it clean. I can't add sound effects.
Oh, you have to do it without sound?
Yeah. I just try to create a picture for people listening on the radio. I have to turn in just me talking as an MP3 to the committee a week from this Friday.
Because as I'm sure they're aware, music gives you that energy, right?
I know.
That's the whole idea.
And that's, welcome to job application 101. There's what they tell you to do, and then do you want to, you know, do you want to be a maverick? Do you want to break the rules?
Mm-hmm.
Does that give you an edge? Or do they look at you and say, you did not fill out the form correctly. I'm sorry, you've disqualified yourself. I don't want to run that risk, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm with you.
I would rather do it by the rules than do too crazy.
Yeah, rules. Follow the rules,
I got to follow the rules on that.
You have to.
I could maybe give them two options.
Here
is what you have requested. Here is what I've prepared also.
Well, that's like when you go to get a chicken sandwich. You can get the original. You can get the spicy now. So give them that.
That's exactly what it's like. It's like ordering a chicken sandwich.
Here's the original recipe, and then here's a spicy version.
Do you want a little... whatever, like this Nashville hot.
Mm-hmm.
You want
that
version?
Yes. Everybody seems to like that right
What's
now.
What's hot, honey? I don't know, but I'll put it on my audition. Here you go.
Here's my read with hot honey. Everybody loves hot honey now. This is my hot honey read.
Also, speaking for the band, I'm hot honey.
Sign off both ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm hot honey.
Try Dancing Eric Hansen and then try hot honey.
Very quickly, am I auditioning as Dancing Eric Hansen or Eric Hansen?
However you choose.
I don't know what to do on this one. Hey, whoa, coach. You're my coach.
Oh,
you got to help me here, coach.
Well, I need you to look within yourself ask yourself.
Stop it.
What is my name?
Don't ask or answer questions with more questions.
It's exactly what we do in coach school. It is not for me to answer, but to ask.
Stop it. I knew I shouldn't have asked you.
Been hanging out with Mr. Miyagi too much.
You have not.
not.
Why am I painting a fence? It has nothing to do with my vocal audition. Just do it.
Just do it.
Erickson.
And I haven't ever thought about needing this, but apparently there was a poll asking people, do we need a front desk person at hotels? Would you rather have a kiosk?
Okay, this was interesting. I had a kiosk when we went to St. Louis.
Okay.
It's
some places are doing
it. It's an old building. They don't have a front desk. There was a woman at a podium. It was the weirdest thing.
Ooh.
I'm like, you're saying eliminate the human.
Eliminate the human.
I still had a person.
What if there wasn't a person at the front desk and you just checked in on an app? I don't know, some sort of machine spit out a key card.
Well, a lot of apps are the key now,
or
anyway.
Your phone is the key.
I prefer the person for a couple of reasons. If you travel enough, at one point you do accumulate actual points and benefits.
Mm, true.
I have the possibility of maybe getting an upgrade.
Exactly.
I got to have a human to talk to.
I got to work.
I never check in on the app. I always check in person.
Right.
I always check out on the app. But I want to check in with a human to see if, like, here's your room. Like, maybe I don't want, like, so they're going to ask you, do you want to be by the elevator, low floor, high floor? Sometimes they give you a bottle of water.
Right.
I do like that service.
I like a little bit of a personal touch. And it's a slippery slope, right? It's like the way of checkouts at stores and stuff. We keep losing people on those. Be careful what you wish for.
Because I also don't want, then, the next morning, someone just putting some sheets and towels at my door, like, you're making your own bed.
No. I don't want to make my own bed.
This is a human-free hotel. Welcome.
No. See, exactly.
What did most people say?
Well, 70% are more likely to check themselves in on an app or at the kiosk without a person.
It's the same as the airlines. We're doing the same thing there, too, right? You're checking in on a kiosk.
We keep eliminating ourselves from the puzzle. We're going to be out of jobs.
I don't disagree with that at all. Got to be careful. You're right. A slippery slope is exactly the problem.
Careful,
exactly.
Careful.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I'm just going to put all my cards on the table and be very honest. I am completely empty-handed. Father's Day on Sunday.
Remind me, do you only believe Father's Day is to celebrate your father, or do you also celebrate your husband?
I have to help celebrate my husband because my kids need to get in line, right? And it's been a very busy week. So I touched base with my daughter, my oldest, Audrey, and I was like, so what's your plan?
What'd she say?
Well, because all I have is meat thermometer. I know that he needs one.
Have you bought it yet?
No.
I have a recommendation for you.
Great.
It's my favorite meat thermometer of the three
serious?
I've had. Yeah.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
It's coming together.
It's coming together. Okay.
But it didn't feel like enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what are your ideas? Are you working on a paper mache something? You know?
That's very specific.
A homemade card. I don't know what they make.
A picture frame made out of construction paper?
Sure. You know, like a flower pot that's painted. I don't know what the project is, but are you working on something?
Ashtray.
A handmade, a quality kid craft.
And the answer was?
Mom, we're just going to go shopping and we're going to get him a nice polo. That's probably all he wants. Which, you know what? Sure. Dads, they just want a nice polo.
Do they? Because that's the game I played with my dad in the last years of his life. It was always, here's a nice new polo.
Here's a nice new polo. I don't know what to get you.
Is he a reader?
Yeah. Well, he's a starter of books.
He and I believe, are cut from a similar cloth, if not the same cloth. I just got Henry Winkler's autobiography for my birthday, and I am jacked to read it.
Wait. You're excited to start to read it?
I'll finish it. I don't.
Have you started it?
No.
Okay.
I've got two books in front of it, but I'll get done.
But it's in the queue, and I'm so excited.
I think he'd like that. I think he would. I know there's still a little age gap, but I think he and I are also older souls.
Yeah.
So I'm throwing that out there.
It's a possibility.
Henry Winkler just happened to be on Kelly Clarkson the day before, and I happened to catch the interview, And I just find him fascinating.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy.
He was on Arrested Development. Nick loves that show.
Just in the Americana that is 1970s and 80s television, the Fonz was an icon, right? He was huge. That's a big deal. I grew up with that character.
But he's also just like an incredibly kind human. He's a very nice man.
I really like autobiographies. I look for sources of inspiration, especially people who work in the creative field.
Yeah.
So there's an idea. Second idea, I could also take your husband.
Look at you with all of that. This is great.
Shannon's out of town. Does he want to go golfing with me? I have nothing to do this weekend.
Fantastic.
I have nothing. I will get him out of your house. It's a gift to him and you.
Get him out of our hair.
How's that?
Deal.
Okay.
Yes. I think he'd love that.
Saturday, I might.
Coming maybe together.
88, mostly sunny. Maybe we'll go hit shacks and balls, man.
Go to the links.
Hit the links.
Hit the links.
Yeah. Got it?
Whatever you guys want to do.
All right.
This is great.
Happy Father's Day.
Yes.
Yeah. Nobody's getting me anything. I'm nobody's dad. So that's how that works. I'll just enjoy. Do you remember what we did for your Mother's Day? What? I came to breakfast with you
guys. That's right. Should we do that again?
I was thinking about asking, can I come to Father's Day dinner with you guys? Especially if there's a meat thermometer involved.
Yes.
Okay. We're at, because I was in the mood for a hamburger the size of my face, Tornadoes last night.
Oh, yum.
Tornadoes. You are on what I would call the edge of Nubo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Across the street, Mad Monard. Beautiful gas station. The store I don't think is open, or it's like by appointment.
Right.
Right behind Tornado's parking lot, somebody is putting in a very nice parking lot.
Really?
Asphalt. Somebody like had to use a form so the concrete has like a nice round shape to it, right?
Ooh.
There's curbs. So my question is, who's building and what are we building here? So that's the site of the former Sinclair Tower.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
In my world, Pickle Palace, Big Grove, big idea people.
Yeah.
That's our next spot.
That could be a great.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Once they get that.
It is. And I would call it. We would have Nubo.
Yeah.
And we would have Czech Village. And I would call this spot the hub.
Ooh, I like that.
You are connecting, or the nexus.
It's right on the edge of Nubo, but it's not quite Czech Village because it's not across the river.
And we just watched as these guys were laying asphalt and putting down this parking lot. And we're just sitting there as Cedar Rapidians, just dreaming like what? There's just this big empty lot.
Yeah.
There's a couple of old buildings there that somebody's holding on to probably because they want to sell it for a lot of money. Good for you.
Great idea.
But something should go there. Yeah. I think that's the next, because all of a sudden, it's like somebody planted a bunch of nice condos and all those have popped up.
There's going to be a lot more recreation.
We're getting a hotel closer to the river, if I remember correctly.
On the opposite side of the street.
Yep. Yes. Something needs to go there. And I'm not the guy to do that. I don't have those pockets.
No, but you can throw out ideas. You're the idea guy.
That's what I'm doing. I'm like, okay. My first idea, I've had this idea for a long time. There's something just about that corner. It's very Americana, to use that phrase again. You've got that old gas station, which now sells like shaved ice, and then that old other gas station. That could also be like a movie set.
It's so cute.
You just, like, it's a back lot, right? You only need like three or four buildings. We could film commercials there. We could film car ads there.
I can see it, man.
It's Cedar Rapids movie studio or something in that. I just think that would be cool.
I love it.
So if you've got $5 trillion, please dig a big hole on that side of town and
start digging.
Put in a building.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
I want to make sure everyone is clear in this story. Yesterday, I had a story about measles in eastern Iowa. It was an adult male, 18 to 40-something, vaccinated. That's all the information I had.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new story. So now this is case number 3 in our state.
Okay.
Within the last couple of weeks. This is a child, unvaccinated, and Johnson County Public Health is worried because the kid was in infection time in public.
Ugh.
So they have given me a list of approximate times and locations. And all I'm going to say is if you're in these locations, go to the Johnson County Public Health website or Facebook page and follow the instructions.
Okay.
Because I'm not a doctor and I don't know what to look for. All we know is unvaccinated kid exposed during international travel in Johnson County and was in public on the following times. Last Wednesday the 4th at Costco, somewhere in the 11:30 to 4:15 range. Last Wednesday, the 4th, at Walmart, Highway 1, Iowa City, between 2:30 and 5:30. So that person's probably trying to remember where they were when, and they have to add hours on either side. But I'm guessing that day included a Costco trip and a Walmart trip.
Right.
Also, last Thursday, the 5th, Marshall's Coral Ridge Mall, between 11 and 2.
Okay.
If you were in those locations, and not like you even came in contact with a kid, but this is an airborne thing, right?
Right.
And could be, and heaven forbid it gets to, this is very similar to when COVID hit our area. People, remember, they came back from a cruise from like Egypt or something.
Exactly, yeah.
And then it just started to take hold. That's what Johnson County and the Iowa Health and Human Services are working on right now, is to contact Trace and see what went down when. So if those times go, oh yeah, we were at Costco last Wednesday midday, you might want to get yourself over to the Johnson County Public Health website and follow the instructions. Let's go from that to a little bit of something we like to call Spot Shorts. Hawkeye basketball standout Hannah Stahlke has plans for this offseason to compete for a spot on the U.S. women's basketball team for the AmeriCup.
Wow.
She's going to be heading off to Colorado Springs, Colorado next Tuesday. She's one of 21 players invited to try out. It's USA Basketball Women's Junior National Team.
Okay.
And they're putting this together for the AmeriCup. This is a basketball, and I'm guessing probably other sports competitions, of the Americas, North, Central, South. So the competition comes up actually in Chile, June 28th through July the 6th. And if selected, she would be on the basketball team.
Okay.
We are rooting for actually three people. Hannah Stahlke has been invited. So has Audie Crooks and Addie Brown, both players for the women's team out of Ames. So
good luck
to all three of those players for their tryouts coming up in Colorado. And that's coming up next week. I asked you the question, what's 4 years old, weighs 2,300 pounds. And I say just landed in Des Moines. I could also have said have just been moved to Des Moines or just arrived in Des Moines.
Oh, so not an alien.
You went with fat alien.
Big fat. 4 year old.
Big fat 4 year old alien.
I don't know.
About a 4 year old black rhino.
What?
His name is AJ. He's an Eastern black rhino. He weighs 2,300 pounds. That, by the way, is about the size of a, somewhere between a compact and a mid-sized car. Just as the newest addition to the Blank Park Zoo in Des Moines. He comes here by way of Cincinnati.
Interesting.
AJ is known, so he was born at the zoo in Cincinnati. They had a big birthday party for him in the fall of 2020. They had a baby shower. People brought in gifts. They did a name the baby contest, which got to the name AJ.
Yeah.
So he's part of something called the Association of Zoos and Aquariums Species Survival Plan. So they have these long-term plans, especially for species that have had hard problems in nature or because of man-made problems like poaching, right?
That's a big
one.
As
a species in Africa, they were almost wiped out from the 70s to the 90s. Zoos have stepped in, bringing back the population. And also with zoos, sadly, it is an attraction, right? So at some point, the novelty does wear off.
Okay.
So they have loved having the black baby rhino at the zoo, but as he's gotten older, and I have not been to Blank Park, I don't think, in a long time, I don't think they have a rhino.
They do.
Do they have a rhino? Well, now they've got a new rhino.
I believe they do,
But at least a younger, spunkier, but likes to roll in mud puddles rhino.
Might be useful in the creation of more.
Also,
you know?
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
You're talking about prolonging the population of rhinos. I didn't get...
Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe we...
I got a book about that when I was 13. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, great.
It was about people, though. It wasn't about rhinos.
Oh.
But hey, welcome AJ to the Blank Park Zoo for fun and frivolity.
I
for
think
his future
you're gonna
frolicking.
Like it here.
Future frolicking. And now, a pop culture, what is it?
Update.
Update that we like to call. Who are you? Z-Sleaze with Claire.
Jeez, it's hard to get good help around here.
I'm the intern.
Well, let's start with this sad news. Yesterday, breaking news was Beach Boys founder Brian Wilson died. His family didn't announce the exact date or the exact cause of death, but we do know that he was diagnosed with dementia and had been placed under a conservatorship last year. He was 82 years old.
What we know about Brian Wilson is the signature sound that is the Beach Boys.
Absolutely.
He was so good at arranging the vocals.
And a lot of people agree that he was one of the best songwriters of all time.
Yes.
Yeah, he could make a song.
And some of it, I know you roll your eyes, but that was the culture of the time. That was the how the way people were living in. They were the sound of California.
Exactly. Kind of rivaling the Beatles at the time.
Yeah.
Right? Although he did have a, you know, hard to work with. He was plagued by drug addiction, mental illness throughout his life. There was a lot of hiatuses and feuds among bandmates. But then they always seemed to find their way back together. The Beach Boys issued a statement on their website saying, Brian Wilson wasn't just the heart of the Beach Boys. He was the soul of our sound. The melodies he dreamed up, the emotions he poured into every note changed the course of music forever. Which is a lovely tribute. I don't know who ended up sharing, but he was still working on music. One of the last recorded songs is really beautiful.
So this is Brian Wilson singing.
Mm-hmm.
There's those harmonies
yeah.
he knows how to do. Just the fact that that's how he hears things in his head. Like, he can hear five different notes on top of each other.
Right.
And find that chord and then just bring it together.
Yeah, I can't find one note, right?
Exactly.
Good. It was amazing.
You and me both.
Beautiful. Miley Cyrus was talking yesterday in Z-Sleaze about that kind of wild period she went to when she was trying to make a clean break from her Hannah Montana era. And then she went into that bangers era where she was just kind of wild child. Caused some problems with her relationships with her siblings
yeah.
back in the day, with her parents, with her family. And apparently she lost a job due to that. She was the lead role in the animated kids movie Hotel Transylvania. Adam Sandler is
she
Count
what?
Dracula.
Was she the daughter?
She was the daughter Mavis. But then she got a cake for her boyfriend and shared all over social media. She got him a joke cake that you would get for like a bachelorette party. An anatomically correct cake.
Can I tell you quickly? My wife got one of those.
She did?
And the guy in town who makes them, and I'm not joking, starts by making a christening cake, which is a cross. Then he lobs the top off, rotates it, and then rounds it out.
Just round it all out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
That's the cake pan he uses. So that particular cake shape on social media,
yeah.
had she already been hired?
She had already been hired. They fired her and replaced her because of an inappropriate joke. She was 18 years old at the time, and she said, I thought at the time, you know, this is a very simple, not vulgar joke. It's more silly, but you can get these cakes at bachelorette parties. They make necklaces and cups and straws and all kinds of stuff.
I've been like where they have to come up to you and for a dollar, right?
Yeah, yes.
I've been game to that.
But she did get fired from the job and was replaced by Selena Gomez.
I don't know. I've been so long since I've seen that movie. I didn't know that was Selena Gomez.
Yeah, but then they went on and they made more. Like,
I know.
There's at least three, maybe four.
I think Transylvania has a hotel that's under 6, 7, and 8.
Yeah. Like, ooh, that was a big job.
Ouch.
Okay. We know that Pitbull is coming our way this summer. So it's nice that we get ready to see Pitbull this summer. And just so you know, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery for Pitbull.
What does that mean?
Pitbull loves to see people come to his concerts dressed as Pitbull.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
I'm halfway there.
You are so close, my friend.
I have no hair.
Yep.
What do I need? I need the big shades.
Okay. The costume is not complete without a goatee, sunglasses, a white button-down shirt, and a bald cap.
Well, I don't need a cap.
You don't need a cap. You're good.
You want me to goatee this thing?
Yeah.
Let me show you what
That's
it looks
what
like.
Pitbull. I don't want you to. Pitbull wants you to.
Well, hey, Pitbull.
Hey, Pitbull.
I'm talking to Pitbull right now. How's this look?
He's been overseas in the UK, and he's been doing his tour through there, and he's been receiving a lot of love. He's been sharing on social media all of the people that show up at his concerts dressed as him, and he is feeling the love.
I love it.
He says, every time I'm at a show, I let them know, you put on a bald cap, I hope you're ready to have the time of your lives. It feels deeper than just music.
Who's wearing a bald cap?
Yeah!
Don't stop the party.
I want to see him everywhere at the Iowa State Fair, okay, baby? Everywhere.
You and I should set up a booth out in the parking lot and Pitbull
Free
bald
caps.
Caps. Free.
Oh.
We're making money.
Business.
Not giving away a bald, free Pitbull bald cap. We're cash money, man.
I was going for the feeling, the emotion. Pitbull wants these bald caps.
I'm going for the dollar.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
This sea shanty idea, the moment I loaned my phone to Ben to listen to sea shanties in whatever garage we're using to make our cardboard boat,
don't even know where he's building.
I just handed him my phone. I don't know how to transfer playlists to other people. So I'm like, I love sea shanties. I think it's the right energy you need for cardboard boat building. Here you go, Captain Ben. Here's my phone.
Okay, Captain Ben.
And Captain Ben now is in studio to give us an update.
It really helped the vibe.
It did?
Yes.
Okay, the sea shanties were helpful.
Yeah, I'll have to take his phone again.
Sweet.
Well, what's the plan? Because the way we've worked this out, we don't see any pictures until like Friday. So yeah. I'm kind of kid on Christmas morning.
And last week you said we got all of our cardboard and then we cut and measured and then
yeah, we got a good start on like getting everything kind of like bent into shape and ready to start gluing.
Because the last thing I saw, you had clamped and you were ready to glue.
Yes.
Okay. What happened since then once I gave you my phone?
I felt like I needed a little bit more creative expertise because I'm not like, you know, an artist or anything. I've only built one cardboard boat, but
yeah, you've got one under your belt.
It sunk. So
I don't think that was a design issue, by the way.
I don't either. I don't think that was your fault, Ben.
A person in the boat just didn't know how to row.
Yeah.
So I think structurally speaking, you are the guy to still lead the project. But you're right. From a creative standpoint, maybe you bring in another eye.
Right.
That's
sure,
fine.
Sure.
And, well, it wasn't us. So what happened this week?
So I invited one of our newer street teamers, Tay.
Yeah, we work with Tay at the Girl Scouts event.
Sure,
yes.
Sure.
Yes. I invited him to come. He came and looked at the boat, and he didn't really know what we were doing. I explained, we're kind of just going off the same design as last year. I said, if you have, like, any ideas for how we can evolve it, just let me know. And we decided to restart.
One guy who's never done this before got you to restart?
Yeah, he's never built any cardboard boats before.
So did we just scrap all that cardboard and you got to start over? Or what does restart the boat mean?
Yeah, well, we didn't completely waste all the other cardboard. We reused some of it, but we restarted from scratch.
It's the 12th, guys. It's Ben. Thursday the 12th. We have to be on the water on Saturday the 28th. We have 16 days to get this done. Two weeks and 2 days.
What did you flatten the cardboard from box back to flat?
No, we just, you know, started fresh and we went for a new design. So it's going to look more boat shaped than a box shape.
What?
Well, okay. You know what? We're not in the room. As much as this gives me pause, let's trust.
On the guy who has no experience.
Hold on. Trust the process.
No, I am freaking out. We are not going to get our boat finished. You started over?
We've got a few weeks until race time.
Could I be the voice of reason in the room for just a second?
Somebody's going to have to.
Based on what we saw, seaworthy and not, at last year's cardboard boat regatta,
I'd be shocked.
I'm not worried.
You would be shocked what floats.
I swear to God, somebody showed up in a boat made out of pop containers. Like those thin flats that Coke Zero came in. So I think we're okay.
In our boat last year, I recall people kind of like smirking at us like, like that thing is going to float.
And it did.
It did.
Until it sank.
We were winning, guys. We were winning at the buoy. At the turn, we were ahead. We just took on water.
People laughed and then we sank.
Okay. I feel Ben has quiet confidence. I'm trying to exude confidence. You are concerned.
Fear and panic over here.
Fear
and panic right here. I don't think I appreciate Tay. He has no experience. Why didn't you just take? You're the captain, Ben. Where's that captain energy?
Well, yeah.
He delegated.
I delegated.
It's good management technique.
I also trust other people's opinions.
There, see?
But that's not true.
Stop yelling at him because he needs to make the boat.
Okay, fine. Yeah, finish the boat. Finish
okay.
The boat.
Yeah, I haven't seen your hands go on one of these cardboard boats yet.
These are delicate hands. These hands can't.
Same here. These are also very delicate hands.
We are indoor cats.
Our job is to find the rowers.
Your job is to judge me when I actually get to the race.
A little bit.
Yes.
Okay.
Judge how we sail and judge how the boat
His
looks.
Point yeah. is wait till it's done before you throw a stone here.
Okay.
I think that's a parable somewhere in the Bible.
There's parables all
about
over.
About boats and stones. Okay, so would you say you're at the same point you were last Friday, but just with a different shape? Or are we further along?
Yeah, so it's, we start from scratch, got a new shape, kind of got it taped into shape
a little
bit.
So you have a frame?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you glue it or just tape it?
I'm going to guess they're going to wait because they might redesign it again.
Yeah, let's just start over next week, too.
Can you just bring some photos in tomorrow and we can see?
Yeah, we've got like a skeleton, but we need to add more layers and stuff. Like,
okay.
We're
photos
basically, we're barely started. We just got cardboard cut out and started skeletons.
Yes,
Claire? Can we do this? Idea. Brainstorm. Your next building session, can you just have first mate Tay or I got maybe it's Captain Tay now. I don't know.
Whoa.
I know. Just tell him we'd like to speak to him.
Oh, can he come in?
So bring some photos and bring in Tay.
That's a great idea.
Show and tell.
Show and tell with the kid who redesigned our boat?
Yeah.
I like that.
I'd like to see what he's thinking.
All right. We got to bring him into the room. Have him kind of stand on ceremony, if you will.
Do you want to talk to him tomorrow?
Can we?
I would think so,
if
yeah.
he's available.
Yes.
We would like to talk to Tay tomorrow. More about his design idea.
Okay. Furthering along the morning scramble entry in the cardboard boat regatta, two steps forward, three steps back.
Three big steps back.
But we sail on. All right. Morning scramble, cardboard boat. Sea shanties are the key. We'll see you on the water June 28th at Robbins Lake.
Claire and Eric can't agree.
All right.
So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Never in the history of Jury in a Hurry have we ever retried a case based on the discovery of new evidence.
There have been many times that you and I walk away. We try not to be sore losers, but
No. We
put our blood, sweat, and tears into our arguments. It doesn't feel good to lose. I've often wanted to retry.
Absolutely.
But the actual court case we're going to argue today is by way of listener Anita and her husband, Tim, regarding treats for their dogs. And Tim brings up a good point. I was Tim's counsel. I lost.
Did your best, though.
I was team as many treats as you want.
Sure.
Did my best. Didn't do well. And within seconds of losing, Tim calls the radio station and emails like, hey, I sent you a ton of stuff. Somehow evidence got suppressed. And you know what? The judge threw out the verdict. We're going to do it again.
Okay. Never in the history of Jury in a Hurry, but we want to bring you again. How many treats do you feed your dog? And it really comes down to how Tim and Anita treat their dog.
Do you want to hear Tim's argument at this, the whole thing?
Let me give you the old stuff first.
Okay, we're just going to argue what we're hearing from them, and then you're going to make the decision.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, so Tim and Anita have an adult dog named Molly. They got her a few years ago, already potty trained. When they let her out to go potty, they always give her a treat when she comes back inside. Anita gives her a single treat, but Tim gives her a whole handful. Anita thinks it's a bit excessive and has told Tim so on multiple occasions. She's not in the training process. Molly is not in the training process. It's just a courtesy, a token of their appreciation for not making a mess in the house. And even if she was in training, think about how human children are potty trained. You don't give them a whole bag of M&Ms or Skittles or something similar as a reward in the potty training process. That's a lot of unneeded calories. Plus, if the dog goes out for potty breaks 5 or 6 times a day, that would make 20 to 24 treats, if 4 treats are in a handful, maybe more.
I don't know how big Tim's hands are.
I don't know either. That is just unnecessary. She is wondering if she's being chintzy or unreasonable with the treats.
Okay, so she is team one treat?
One treat.
That is Anita's side of the argument. This is the information Tim tried to get to us, and we didn't get it in time. Do you have anything else, counselor?
I forgot the PS. 2 years ago, she had a little bit of a weight issue. By the next vet visit, she was fine.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought up weight because it's actually part of Tim's argument.
Thank you, Tim.
This is Tim, Molly's better parent.
Whoa.
Molly is an upper medium to lower large sized dog.
Upper medium, lower large. Okay.
That's how dogs are sized. And it seems that Anita, who's in charge of buying the treats, buys treats for small dogs. small breed treats. So in Tim's opinion, an extra treat or two equals one large treat. That's the math that he's doing in his head. And he knows math because he correctly identified the dog as upper medium to lower large. Molly just had a vet visit recently. The vet, and according to Tim, this is expert testimony, the vet says Molly is the perfect weight for her size. Thus, I am not over-treating. We have had her as a dog for years, and I've been doing this since day one. He wants an appeal. Tim, who claims to be Molly's better parent, my friend, we are giving you your appeal. Your side has now been explained why more treats in this scenario are fine versus one treat. Now, are you voting for Tim, handful of treats, or are you voting for Anita, one treat?
One treat. She's already trained.
Based on the evidence that they have both provided to us, that is our first ever retrial, Claire, for Jury in a Hurry.
This is exciting. And now we turn it over to you, members of the jury.
This is actually probably the most factual Jury in a Hurry we actually have ever tried on the radio.
Perhaps.
We took ourselves out of the argument and just went with what was delivered to us.
Okay, who are you with? One treat, handful of treats. Are you Team Anita, Team Tim? What say you, jurors?
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Welcome to our Jury in a Hurry retrial. Who are you voting for today? Anita, one treat, or Tim, handful?
I'm still voting for Anita just because that dog is probably going out several times a day.
Yeah, that's a lot of treats. Thank you, juror.
On to this juror. It is a Jury in a Hurry retrial. How many treats do you give your dog now with new evidence?
Even with the same evidence, Eric, I still agree with what I said last time. One treat. Brittany agrees with you, though.
Oh, wait.
I got a bonus vote.
A surprise vote?
Thanks, maybe.
Okay.
It's kind of like he's coming with one treat and another treat in the
wow,
other hand.
That was a handful of treats.
Thanks, Dallas. Hey, thanks for calling Jury in a Hurry retrial. How many treats do we give a dog based on the evidence from Anita and Tim? One or a handful?
I got to go with a handful because the size of the treat has to meet the size of the dog.
This is very key evidence. Thank you for your phone call. Yes, thank you so much. That's something I didn't have last week. Jury in a Hurry, the retrial. How many treats are you giving your dog with our new evidence? One or a handful?
Handful.
Handful. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Claire. Okay. I just moved to the different side of the ledger there. It is currently 3-2. Jury in a Hurry, the retrial. How many treats you giving the dog in this scenario? One or a handful?
Handful.
Handful.
Oh, no.
The handful folks woke up.
Okay, we go back to the telephone lines and talk to this juror. Jury in a Hurry, it is the retrial. In the case of the treats, how many treats should we be giving Molly? One or a handful?
A handful.
Another handful, Claire.
Another
takes that side to 5. Jury in a Hurry, the retrial. How many treats should Molly be getting? One or a handful?
One.
Yes. Thank you. Somebody sensible. Finally.
Hi, Jury in a Hurry, the retrial. How many treats are we giving Molly now that we have new evidence? One or a handful?
Even though there's been new evidence submitted, it's still just one treat for Molly.
That's all the pup needs. Thank you, juror.
I do like that we have a lot of the same jurors from last week.
They've
been
nice.
Following along.
Yes.
Jury in a Hurry, the retrial. How many treats are we giving Molly? One or a handful now with new evidence?
Handful.
Handful?
Oh, no.
Claire, I lost last week, and I already have more votes than last week. Let's see what this caller says. Jury in a Hurry, the retrial. How many treats are we giving Molly with this new evidence? One or a handful?
I got to agree with Eric, a handful.
Oh, my goodness.
No!
The tables have turned.
No!
The treats, pile them on.
Oh.
Tons of fun wins.
You guys, this is going to create a huge issue for Molly, literally.
I'm also a little worried about Anita and Tim's relationship.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.